Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I am teaching on how to receive God's best. This is a series that I've been doing for 4 weeks now. We're starting into our 5th week's worth of teaching, and this is my last CD in a 5-part set that I'm teaching out of this album. And this teaching is entitled, God's Word Equals the Blessing. This week, I plan on being my last week of teaching on this. This is a brand new teaching entitled, How to Receive God's Best. And I tell you, this is awesome. These are things that are just foundational truths in my life. And I'm nearing the end of this series, and I really want to encourage you to please take advantage of this new CD set that we've got. It's a brand new release. And also, I've got a DVD set as seen on TV. And this would really be a blessing to you. Real quickly, let me just say that I have contrasted a number of things in this. I've talked about that really the best way to receive from God is not through a miracle, but through a blessing. We made a number of contrasts and show that. I have taught that a blessing isn't a thing, but rather it's the spoken favor of God over your life. Now, that is really important that you get this, because when God speaks something, this is how He created the heavens and the earth. He spoke them into existence, and He blessed all of His creation, like the animal creation. He blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. He told us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and He spoke these blessings. And so here is the point that I'm coming to, and here is the this week what I want to do is just show you what are some of the blessings that God has spoken over us. One other point that I need to really make clear is that I've said this a number of different times through this series, but the blessing of God is voice activated. Now, God spoke these favorable things over us, these blessings over us. And so when God speaks, there is creative power in His words. But those creative power doesn't release its life in us until we mix it with faith. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2 says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. God has spoken these powerful things over every person that's alive on this earth. He has blessed every person, Christian or non-Christian. You know, there's scriptures that talks about that God makes His sun to rise on the just and on the unjust. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. And so there are blessings for every person. God created enough oxygen on this entire planet for every single person to believe. We just take a lot of things for granted, but God has blessed us with life, with health, with opportunity, with all kinds of things. So there are blessings that are spoken over the human race as a whole. But then when you become a born-again believer, you enter into all of the blessings that are now upon Jesus. We are a joint heir with Him is what it says in Romans chapter 8. I believe that's verse 17. But in Romans 8, 17, we are heirs. And if we be heirs, then joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so everything that Jesus has, all of the favor and the blessing that God the Father has spoken over Jesus, every one of those things are ours. According to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. And so we not only have all of the blessings that are spoken over Jesus, but then all of the blessings that were spoken over Abraham are ours. You know, I have done an entire study on this. I'm not going to take time to do it here. But you could go back to Genesis chapter 12 and just start seeing all of the things that God spoke over Abraham and how it produced blessing in him. One of them in Genesis chapter 12, I believe it's verse 3, it says, I will bless him that blesses you and curse him that curses you. And in that very chapter, you can see the effect of this. Because Abraham went down into Egypt during a drought, and he wasn't operating in faith the way that he should. He was fearful that somebody was going to kill him to get to his wife. And so he lied about Sarah, his wife, and said, she's my sister, which was a half-truth. She was a half-sister, but she was his wife, and he just was willing to let Pharaoh take her. And Pharaoh took Sarah into his harem before he could have sexual relationships with her. God rebuked Pharaoh and told him, you're but a dead man because you have another man's wife. And so Pharaoh actually was more just in this whole situation than what Abraham was, and yet who got rebuked? It wasn't the guy who was more just. It was the guy who had God's favor spoken over him that whoever blesses you is blessed, whoever curses you is cursed. And so we see an application of this that, boy, once that blessing was spoken, I mean, Abraham, even when he was wrong, God still blessed whoever blessed him and cursed whoever cursed him, and God was on his side. Did you know that that blessing of Abraham is now ours? If you would mix this with faith, again, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, you have to take these things that have been spoken and you have to mix it with faith. But if you would begin to believe that you are the blessed of the Lord and that what Abraham had happened to him is now yours, Abraham's blessings are yours, Galatians 3:14. And if you would believe that and go to speaking this over yourself, then even when you mess up, God is still going to bless you. God is still going to be on your side. And you could just go through. And another thing that the blessing of God did, it made Abraham super rich, so much so that kings came out and said, depart from us because your wealth is greater than our entire nation. Did you know part of the blessing of Abraham is that you will be filthy, stinking rich? Amen. And I know that there's people that argue against this, but if you study the Scriptures, this is what happened to Abraham. It also says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, I believe it is, that the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord will make you rich, and you have to mix that with faith. You have to overcome all of the negative things that have been told you, that you'll never amount to anything, that you can't prosper, you aren't as smart as somebody else, and you have to get to where you start believing the blessing more than you believe these curses that have been spoken over you. But if you believe it and start speaking this over yourself, I guarantee you, you will begin to prosper. But again, this whole thing revolves around that you have to mix this with faith. And a point that I've made previous is in Psalms chapter 91, when it talks about dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. And in verse 2, it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. You have to speak forth these blessings. God spoke them originally to some person who wrote them down in the Scriptures. But then as you take these Scriptures and as you mix the Word with faith and then speak it out of your mouth, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. When you go to speaking the blessings that God has spoken over you and you speak them out of your mouth, it releases supernatural power. And you start speaking this, and the more you speak it, the more you believe it, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And you go to speaking these positive things over yourself, and you know what? It will release supernatural power. You will begin to start seeing the effects of the blessing in your life, and you will prosper. I know that there's people watching this program that think, I just think this is a little strange, that I can just sit here and start speaking whatever. No, I'm not talking about you just saying whatever you want to. I'm talking about you taking the blessings that are recorded in God's Word, all of the positive things that have been said about you by God, you mix it with faith, and then you re-speak what God has said over you. And when you do that, yes, I believe that life is released out of your mouth. And I know that this is contrary to what our culture believes. I know that people today don't put this importance on words, and they say, you can't just go around saying that you're healed and that you're blessed and that you're prosperous and that you have favor. And, well, you just can't go around saying that and see it work if you don't believe it. But if you believe it, it really does work. You know, I've used a lot of examples on this, but back when Jamie and I were just first getting started and we didn't have any money, and my mother didn't know it, but when we would go over to her house and help her around the house and do things, she would feed us. And that's sometimes the only time we would eat in a week. And I mean, she was being used by God to keep us alive when we first got started in the ministry. And I didn't want to tell her our situation. I didn't want to try and impose on her. But yet I wanted to bless her. And so what did I do? As I mowed her lawn, I went around and I prayed over every one of those pecan trees in our yard. And did you know that they produced a supernatural harvest? Because I am blessed. And God, this is part of the blessing that God spoke over us in Deuteronomy chapter 28, that our ground wouldn't be barren, but that it would produce abundantly. And God spoke that. That is a blessing of God. All I've got to do is mix that with faith and then re-speak it out of my mouth. That's what I did. And our pecan trees, there was 23 pecan trees in this yard. It only produced 50 pounds of pecans the year before. After I spoke over those trees, I didn't do anything. I didn't fertilize them. I didn't do anything to change it except I released my faith. I believed what God said and spoke it. And those trees the next year produced over 600 pounds of pecans. And the only thing different was the fact that I released the blessing of God by saying it. There's a lot of you that don't believe that. Well, then it won't work for you. But I'm telling you that this is how powerful the blessing of God is. You've got to, first of all, find out what these blessings are. You've got to mix it with faith. You've got to believe this. It's not just like magic. You just can't go out and read a passage of Scripture and say, well, I don't think this is going to work, but abracadabra, let me just say these words. That's not how it works. You got to believe it. But if you believe it in your heart and then go to speaking these blessings out of your mouth, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can release this supernatural power of God, the same power of God that created the heavens and the earth. You can release that power by finding the promises, the blessings, mixing it with faith, and then re-speaking them out your mouth. Boy, that's powerful. And I tell you, there are many of you watching this program that your life just seems cursed. It seems like that regardless of what opportunity, it doesn't matter how good a job you get, it's just a matter of time until something goes wrong. Doesn't matter how good a car you get, it's just a matter of time. You're going to have a wreck, something's going to go wrong with it. Doesn't matter if you get the right person to marry, something's going to go wrong. It just seems like your life is cursed. And you know, it probably is, because other people speak negative things about you. And sad to say, most of us believe all of the lies that have been spoken over us. You know, every one of us has negative things happen in your life. I've had a lot of negative things happen. I've had a lot of bad things spoken over me. And I tell you, if God hadn't have showed me these truths, and if I hadn't have taken what God said about me, mixed it with faith, and started speaking it and believing that something different was going to happen, my life would have been on a totally different course than what it is right now. I've had enough failures. I was an introvert. I never could do anything. I've never been special in anything that I've ever done. I was always mediocre in just every single thing. And that develops a mentality on the inside of you. And in a sense, it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You just don't think that you can do anything special. You don't think. All you see yourself as being average, or some of you below average. You know what that is? That's a curse. And it will be like a governor that, you know, you will start moving in a direction, you'll start progressing in a job and being promoted, and after a while you get to thinking this is just too good to be true. And you start cursing yourself. I know it's not going to last. I know I'm going to mess up. And you know what? You are releasing death out of your mouth. You are cursing yourself. Maybe other people curse you. Maybe you've had a divorce or something and your previous spouse just said terrible things, and those words, you've never gotten over it, and you still see yourself as a failure and you see yourself as all of these things. You may not on the surface agree with what I'm saying, but I can guarantee you this principle is working in your life. Words have affected you. Words have either molded you into seeing that there's limits and that you can't do things, and you are held back by the negative words that have been spoken over you. Or possibly, maybe you've gotten hold of these truths, you've started believing and you're speaking, and now the words that God has spoken over you, the blessings, and as you believe it and speak it, now it's releasing power in your life. It's one of these two things. You may not agree with what I'm saying. You may not think that words are this important, but I'm telling you that they are. And if you would just be honest, if you'd quiet yourself, if you'd spend some time today and just get quiet before God and say, God, are there any curses in my life? And again, I'm not talking about a witch sprinkling powder and saying something. It could be that. Those things do exist. But there could be well-meaning people that just speak negative things over you that establish a mindset on the inside of you. You know, I can't remember what I've said during this series, so if I've already said this, forgive me. But let me just go back that when I was a kid, my mother was a school teacher, and she had access to our SAT scores. Most kids didn't know exactly what you scored. You took these IQ tests, and, you know, they used those somehow or another. But most people didn't know what their score was. But since my mother was a teacher, she got our scores. And she was talking about my brother, who scored, I think, a 169, and that was a higher IQ than Einstein. And yet I was hearing her talk about my brother, and I said, so what was mine? And she says, oh, you were an 88. She says, you're just 1 or 2 points above an idiot. And did you know, I was about 8 or 9 years old when that happened. And I believed my entire life until just a year or two before my mother died. She died at 96. In 2009, I guess it was. And I believed my entire life that my IQ was just a point or two above an idiot. And I happened to mention this something to my mother not long before she died. And she says, well, that was never true. And I said, you told me that. I said, I remember you telling me that. And she says, well, I don't remember it. But she says, I can guarantee you that was not your IQ. She said, I must have been joking with you. And my mother probably didn't mean a thing by it. But anyway, my point is that those words affected me my entire life. I thought I had to try harder than everybody else because I was just a point or two above an idiot. Amen. I don't know what my IQ is, and it may be. I don't know. But I'm just saying that through the Lord, I started taking the Word of God that says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I've mixed it with faith. And you know what? I've been able to prosper. I've now renewed myself. And I don't care what you did. You could take me and put me working at McDonald's, and I guarantee you I would be the best employee they ever had. Within a short period of time, I'd be the manager. I'd own that store. I have totally renewed myself in this area. But I'm saying that for a long period of time, those words affected me. And they weren't malicious. It wasn't a witch saying some curse over me, but they were negative words, whether it was said in jesting or whether it's said in anger. Some of you have had people curse you and do all kinds of things. And it sets limits in you, and it affects your entire attitude towards yourself. And you have to reverse this curse by speaking the greater blessing. A blessing is stronger than a curse. And regardless of what anybody has said about you, or here's the worst curse of all, is what you say about yourself. Your attitude, your thinking about yourself is the worst curse that you can possibly have. And if you are critical of yourself and hard on yourself and beating yourself up over past failures that you've made, you can take the blessing that God has spoken over you, mix it with faith, and then speak it out of your mouth. It's voice activated. And when you go to speaking it and believing it in your heart, then it can totally reverse that curse. If you feel like you just can't prosper in anything, I guarantee you that's not what God says about you. For instance, I've already used that, but in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what Paul said. There's no respecter of persons with God, Romans chapter 2, verse 11. So if Paul could say that he could do all things through Christ, well, then I can do all things through Christ. You can do all things through Christ. You need to take scriptures like that and start mixing it with faith and then speaking this over yourself, and it will change you on the inside. It will totally change the results that you're getting. Boy, this is powerful, the things that I'm saying. And most people, again, this is an area that they're deceived in, and they think, oh, words aren't that important. I'm telling you, they are that important. You are either being cursed or blessed by other people and by yourself. You need to quit speaking curses over yourself. You need to quit saying that you aren't going to prosper. You need to quit saying what the doctor has said over you, and that I've only got a month to live, and that I'm going to die, and that this is incurable, and I've got to live with this the rest of my life. You need to quit speaking those negative things, and you need to take what the Word of God says, that by His stripes you were healed, 1 Peter 2:24. If you were healed, that means you are healed. You need to believe that. Mix it with faith and go to speaking it out of your mouth and speaking over yourself that I am healed in the name of Jesus. Psalms 118, I will not die, but I will live and declare the works of the Lord. And you need to go to speaking over yourself what God's Word says and believe it. It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, it says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is talking about how you receive salvation, but it's also how you receive everything else. You've got to believe it in your heart and then speak it out of your mouth. And if you would go to taking everything that is written in this Word, all of the positive things that God has said, these are all blessings. Study them. Find out what God has said about you. And then start mixing it with faith. Re-speak it out of your mouth and go to speaking over yourself what God says. And if you can believe it with your heart and confess it with your mouth, you will start seeing the supernatural power of God manifest in your life. And it'll turn around everything. Now, it takes a period of time. This isn't something that you just, you know, hear me today. You take this, you speak it this morning on your way to work, and then by night, if you haven't had a promotion and if everything in your life hasn't worked out, well, then you just throw it away and say, well, I tried that and it didn't work. You know, it's like planting seeds. It takes a period of time. There is seed and then time and then harvest. And it takes a period of time. But if you will go to speaking this, it starts the flow of God's supernatural power towards you. And I can promise you that in a very short period of time, you will begin to start seeing a difference. First of all, there has to be a difference in you. You have to change the way you think and the way you are looking for things. You know, I was just studying the scripture in Psalms last night about according to our earnest hope, let your mercy be upon us. In other words, God's power only moves in your life to the degree that you are expecting and believing, not needing, but believing for it to happen. I've got a lot more to share on this, and I'm going to talk about this all week. So I encourage you to listen in, and also I encourage you to listen to our announcer and get this brand new series that I have out entitled How to Receive God's Best. I guarantee you this would make a difference in your life. So listen to our announcer, call or write today, and then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Receive God's Best, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD. Or if you prefer, you can get the DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify CD, DVD, or DVD as seen on TV when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The fifth audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fifth CD titled God's Word Equals God's Blessing, free of charge. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
The tumor was just feeding off the blood in his body. His whole complexion was like gray. His heart rate for like months was in the 90s. This was something that we just had to live with, and eventually God would heal. But I'm watching Mike's life being sucked out of him. I don't know if I'm going to come home and find him alive.
Take a healing journey with Mike and Caroline Hesch. Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. Discover what's happening at Andrew Womack Ministries. Meet CBC graduate Carrie Pickett. She's changing lives in Russia. Are you a world changer? Log on to charisbiblecollege.org, an affiliate of Andrew Womack Ministries. Change your world.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado, next week for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 4th through the 8th. In Chicago, Illinois, for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 4th through the 6th. And in Tinley Park, Illinois, Sunday, August 7th. He'll also be in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 25th through the 27th, in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting September 11th through the 16th, and in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 17th and 18th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to give you a special invitation to join me on July the 4th through the 8th for our Summer Family Bible Conference right here in Colorado Springs. And it goes through Monday night through Friday night, July the 4th through the 8th. We have children's ministry. We will have 3 hours worth of classes in our Caris Bible College in the mornings on Tuesday through Friday. And it's just going to be a great time for the entire family. It's a great time to be in Colorado in the summer. You'd love it. So it's going to be Monday through Friday, July the 4th through the 8th, the Summer Family Bible Conference right here in Colorado Springs.